Phil and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. Opportunity once again to focus on what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. We're not talking about the construction project. We're talking about lives. And, well, let's say Anna Fisher in to kind of help start us out. Good morning,
yeah,
Anna.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. Happy to be here.
You're celebrating spring break this morning.
We are, yeah. We kicked off spring break on Monday, and then we were actually open for our elementary kids on Friday for a full day because they had a parent-teacher conferences. Yeah. So we're open 8 to 5 all this week and trying to do some fun activities. The weather, with it being a little chilly, we're kind of rethinking some stuff, but they're going to head to the movies today and go to the park and going to play some kickball. So we've got some fun activities going on.
Yeah, we had almost summer the last week or two, and then now we're back to closer to winter, but yep. it's going to be okay.
It is. They're happy to, you know, get a little bit of a break from school, and we're happy to have them at the club all day.
Well, the teachers are just as happy. So
yes, I know. And I think the parents are very happy that we're still open so they aren't forced to take off a whole week from work. You know, that's not super feasible for everybody. So we're happy to be able to be there and serve our kids and kind of keep them on somewhat of a schedule.
The high school students are mostly self-directed,
yes.
So they're autonomous. They can, you know, get along for a few hours mm-hmm. by themselves without being supervised and probably be happy about it. So
right, that's right. Yeah, and our teen center is still open, 8 to 5, too, and so they can kind of roll in, you know, sleep in a little bit and then head over to the club and
high school
lunch.
Students sleeping in? Never
I
happens.
Know. I just remember the days when I could sleep past like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Not anymore.
not anymore. No. But yeah, they can. So we're there whenever they roll out of bed and want to head down to the teen center.
Yeah, and it is such a great facility for you, and I know that you have plans for something even better, and that's coming along too.
It is coming along. You know, I think the construction process every day, I feel like most of the steel is up, and they have started putting in our dance room is going to serve as our safe space, and mm-hmm. so they have started that process, and some of the other classrooms putting in the bricks and things like that. So it's pretty cool to see it. It towers over the current club. So when you're driving down Frank Phillips, you know, you can really see it starting to all come together, which is exciting.
I haven't seen it recently, but I got the mental picture of the new and the old right there mm-hmm. together.
And they are really close together, too. I mean, they're probably within about, 5 to 10 feet of each other. So it's pretty cool. We've been trying to take progress pictures so people can kind of get a feel for it, even if they haven't seen it in person. And I've created a Facebook album mm-hmm. on our Facebook page, so you can kind of keep up to date with the process there. But really just drive by, because it's pretty incredible to get to see kind of the before part, and yeah, it's sitting there with the current club is cool.
Well,
too.
I can definitely mentally still picture the day of that windy groundbreaking.
Yes, windy and hot. Yeah, very hot. But yes, I mean, that was in August, I mm-hmm. think late August, maybe early September. And so it's really cool to see just how quickly it's moving now that you can actually see what they're doing. They work so much on getting the ground ready and getting the piers in the ground and kind of all that foundation work, which is obviously necessary but not quite as exciting to watch. So this is pretty cool to see the guys up there putting the steel up and the kind of the skeleton of the building coming together.
Yeah, you can, in some places, if you have enough imagination and the plan in front of you, you
right.
can kind of see
yeah.
what's going on where.
That's funny, because Jason and I walked out with one of our previous board members and a donor on the site, and he and I were so confident that we thought we knew what we were pointing out, and then we walked out with Scott Ambler, you know, who's the architect who designed it, and he and I were totally off. So you have to kind of go out with somebody who actually knows what they're talking about, and yes, take the plan, and now that we have kind of our point of reference, we were saying the entrance was the teen center and all this stuff, but now that the walls are starting to go up, it's getting a little bit more defined.
A little bit much better now yes. that you can actually see
what it's all going to be.
and I know it's going to be great, and the students, I'm sure, are in one sense going to be hesitant to leave the familiar, but mm-hmm. also to get into the new. It's going to be good. You know,
I think that's so true. I'm sure that, you know, it is kind of this bittersweet thing. There's been a lot of feet that have walked through that building, a lot of lives that have been impacted in the current building, and it served us really well. So it's a pretty humbling thing to think that this new facility is going to be brand new and cool and a lot more open concept, but the impact is still going to be the same as it was in the previous building as it has been for, you know, 50 plus years. And so that's pretty cool to get to be a part of that transition process and get to bring more kids in and not have to deal with leaky roofs or worrying about the AC going out. Just the little things like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, new buildings, okay. When it's brand new, you may still have something that needs to be adjusted. Mm-hmm. But basically, no problems.
That's the hope, you know, at least in the beginning. We know that, you know, things always happen with little kids. But we're excited to have a new space that's really designed for how we program now. It'll be a lot more open concept. And we won't have... It's such a maze, kind of, the current club. You've got lots of hallways, lots of storage space that just becomes cluttered, that's not really used for kids. And so it's exciting that we've gotten to be really, really intentional with the design of the building. Mm-hmm. Whereas the other one, maybe just how things were done back in the day, it doesn't suit what we do now.
Well, and please correct me if I'm wrong. The building was not built as a right. I will use the term at the time, boys club.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then, you know, they did an addition at one point. But no, it wasn't, I don't think, intentionally built that way. And so it's exciting to get to have the support of the community that we could do something so just amazing. You know, yeah. The space is just huge. And so... We're really excited.
Well, you brought a member along this morning.
I did, yes. I have Kismet, who is our Youth of the Year, and she is a junior staff with us, so she's working all this week, and so I just drug her with me this morning.
Well, before we get to Kismet, because Youth of the Year is a special honor, mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that and how she got the title.
Yeah, it is a very special honor. So our Youth of the Year, we really look at... their entire club membership. Kismet, as she'll tell you, I'm sure, has been a member of the club since she was 6. So she's really grown up in the club. And more than just coming to the club, she's an involved member. And so she participates in all of the different programs that you don't necessarily have to do. She really goes above and beyond. And being a junior staff, that in itself is an honor, because those are the kids that excel and that we say, yeah, you know, not only are you a hard worker and responsible and all that stuff, but you're a person that we want our younger members to look up to. And obviously the academic part of it, Kismet's academic career is just so impressive. And we're excited to see her plans for the future. And she really is just a great representation of what we want for all of our members, for them to achieve a great future, for them to be academically successful, to have a healthy lifestyle, to have good character and leadership skills, which she has all of those things. So she is a really great kind of mentor for our younger kids and a great just kind of picture of what you think your club members should look like.
Okay, well, now that she's feeling real humble.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kismet. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I'm glad
Thank
you're
you
on spring break
me.
So I get to talk to you for a change, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure everything that Anna just said is accurate, but what does it make you feel like when somebody is saying all those good things about you?
It makes me feel really good. It makes me feel like I'm actually doing my job right, like I'm impacting kids' life, which is a good feeling. That's what my basis is built on, is that I'm helping kids succeed in life.
And yet I have to believe, I didn't ask you this before we went on the air, but I have to believe you're kind of thinking of somebody who did the same sort of thing with you when you were that age.
Exactly. I had staff who would hold my hand through every step of the way, who cared about what happened to me in life, who helped me with my homework. So I just want to be that staff. Like, I just want to help back, give back, basically.
That was the word I was expecting you to say. You know,
yes.
You know, give it back, pay it forward, do something that says, somebody help me, I can help you.
Exactly.
Is it fun?
Yes, I love my job. This will be my 4th summer working, but it's my first school year working. And it's 2 completely different experiences. Could you go from having 200 kids in the summer to like 180-ish in the school year? I mean, it's still close to the same, but... It's fun having them have a long day of school and then getting to see them open up when they come to the club after school. I just love it so much.
Yeah. Do you still get the initial, I don't know, academic time, or are you immediately, you know, down there working with the younger crowd?
I get out of school at 3:30 and go to work at 4.
Okay.
So I get off at 7, so it's good hours for me to be able to come home and do my homework. So I'm still doing good.
And by that time, you've got the good work habits. You've already built those at the club.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. How young students do you go down with the youngest, or you kind of work with more of the middle school students?
I work from kindergarten to sixth grade, okay. So I'm at the main building. Mm-hmm. I'm not at the teen center yet since I'm a teen. I'm like the same age as them.
Yeah, I mean, not a good idea probably but no, you want to go there and be a teen.
Yeah, have fun with them, play with them. But exactly. I play with the little kids, so.
Well, it's different.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to continue here in just a moment. But Kismet and Anna giving us a good report this morning for the Boys and Girls Club of Bartles Hill. By the way, stop by, take a look, and I'm sure they'd be happy to show you around. You might want to call ahead for an appointment. We'll get more of that information for you when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning on a community connection with, again, Kismet and Anna. And again, Kismet, we just really got started. Did they ask you to step forward, or did you kind of apply for the job as staff?
As staff, I was in Career Launch, a program when you're in middle school, high mm-hmm. school. So I was already looking for careers and looking what I want to do in life. So they kind of asked me, and then I applied, and then I just stuck with it. Like, a lot of people, their first summer is the craziest. If you're working there, I'd tell you to work two summers, because the first summer you're thinking it's hectic, but the second summer you're going to love it because you know the feeling. So that's why I came back, and I came back, and came back. So
the first time around, you're kind of still learning the job.
Exactly, yes. And I came as a club member, so I had more level of experience than other people who just came out of nowhere, so it's good too.
Okay. Are there any particular favorite activities you like to, you know, do or get other people involved and kind of teach the process?
I like helping in the gym a lot. I mean, dodgeball is their favorite thing. Well, we probably play dodgeball every single day
I think that's been a perennial favorite for us as long as there have been balls.
Yeah. I like field trips a lot too in the summer. I like going on swimming field trips. We went to the YMCA to go swimming yesterday, so I like the field trips a lot, going with them.
Okay. Yeah, well, it sounds like you're headed out to see a film later on today, so that's good.
Yeah. Batman, the Lego movie, I think. So, yeah.
That's going to be good. Fun. Yeah. Other than because you're responsible, you get to kind of corral everybody else and count heads every so often. Okay. Who's not here and why aren't they?
Yeah. That's a chore in itself. Trust me.
I do. But it sounds like it's an enjoyable job for you, and I'm not going to say it's not work, but it sounds like you enjoy it.
Yes, I enjoy it.
I found out during the break you're also kind of preparing for the Youth of the Year, which is an annual competition in mm-hmm. Oklahoma City, and we've got people who have won that award here, so you've got big footsteps to follow in.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous as a junior going in. A lot of seniors go to it, so they kind of have the upper hand, but I feel like I'm confident enough to be successful, at least have a firm, like, stance and tell people what I believe in, if not, like, just to get my opinion across and let people know who I am, kind of stuff like that. So,
okay, sounds like a good deal. Well, congratulations so far.
Thank you. I think it's wonderful,
all the great things that Anna had to say about you, and I have no doubt that you will represent Bartlesville very well in state competition, and the rest of it is just, you know, whoever else is out there, and you have to stack up pretty well. So.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we're going to be rooting for you, and I hope to have you back here and saying, yeah, we've got this year's Youth of the Year winner coming back. She's already been on the air once, and let's talk to her again.
We can hope.
We can hope. It won't hold you to it, but 10 years from now, what would you like to be doing on down the road?
I want to be a child psychologist. Going into my job, like, as working at the Boys and Girls Club, it's made me know I want to work with kids. And I want to work with kids who maybe don't have the best background, who, like, need the extra help. So I want to be able to make a difference in a kid's life.
So you could see yourself being, you know, a leader at a club or some similar facility someplace?
Something like that, yes.
Okay, well, it sounds like a worthwhile goal. I hope, assuming you don't change your mind five times between now and then.
That's true. That's very true.
I think the last time I saw numbers is something like the typical college student changes majors, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah, I went to a camp in OU, and it was like 5 times.
That was the number that I had in mind, but I thought I was going to give a little flexibility here. It might change. But so if you do, wonderful. If you don't, an admirable goal. Either way. Any particular mentors from your youth time that you kind of emulate, that you can say, you know, this person really encouraged me to do this or that?
Miss Cheryl and Jason, actually, they've both been there for as long as I have, basically. Cheryl got me involved with Smart Girls, which is just like teaching against no drugs, no alcohol. And she got me involved with Torch Club, which is really good. Community service, and I loved doing, I fell in love with community service. I'll do it every day if I could. Jason, he's really good structure, and just I kind of spoiled, like, he lets us do what I want to do. He's let me do what I want to do since I was younger, and I love it. I love Jason so much. I'm glad he's back. And my brothers went too, so they're all good to us. I love them to death. I was so happy to give my speech in front of both of them because I want them to feel like they helped me in life.
Sounds as though you have the beginnings of a good speech without actually hearing it. Well, this is something that I think is certainly just, you know, gives the community an image of what the work the Boys and Girls Club is doing and changing lives, building adults or future adults that will go out and, you know, be the next leaders of America. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But Anna, it sounds like you and the staff are doing a wonderful job. And again, I don't know where she started from, but I see the end result so far. Mm-hmm. and well on the path.
Definitely. I think it's really cool to be able to see kids who grew up in the club and then now again are coming back and making that positive impact. And I think to have the kind of that knowledge as a young person, you know, Kismet only being a junior in high school, and then to already have this kind of big world view of how one person can impact the lives of the children, and then how that is just a circular process, you know. And so no matter what career she picks, I think the fact that you can always make an impact on the life of a child or those around you, I think that's what makes the Boys and Girls Club really unique, because we have a great staff, but we have great volunteers too who have other careers, but then come in and get to have that piece too to their life, you know, so they have their career, but then they get to come to the club too and still make that impact without it being their full-time job.
Well, and I have seen the community members that are actively involved in the club, whether mm-hmm. it's as a board member or as just somebody who volunteers some hours there and bringing their work experience, their life experience, and try to come alongside people and say, you know, you can do it.
Right. That's exactly right. I think that's what makes it so unique, and we have such a wide range of diverse skills, you know, especially with our board. We are just so blessed to have board members who do more than just come to monthly meetings. They are really ingrained in our programs, and they know our kids, and they know how the schedule works, and they come out to bike night and different events that are really for the kids. And our volunteers do the same. You know, we know that people are busy and people have their careers and their own families, and so for them to take the time to come and invest in our club kids is a really cool thing to see.
Yeah, it is. And again, I heard what Kismet had to say, and I didn't ask her about the other, you know, outside the club mentorship relationships, mm-hmm. whether it's the board members or people that are doing the job, whether they're doing it at the club or doing it someplace else. But mm-hmm. We've got a community that wants to reach down and say, come on, come with me.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, one person who did a really fantastic job of that was Mrs. Sherry Cox. And so it's been cool to see those that were so close to her want to continue on her memory and her legacy in that way. And so they actually set up a scholarship fund, and Kismet was the first one to receive that. And then she also has been able to receive some scholarship awards from the Boys and Girls Club. So I think that that's just one small way that people make an impact on you while they're here, and then also are investing in Kismet going forward, which is a really humbling thing, you know. And I think that that's a very cool thing that we were able to announce at our luncheon back in December, was that she'll be the first one to receive that scholarship, which is, I think, what Mrs. Cox would have wanted.
I think you're probably right. You may have talked to her. I didn't, so.
Yeah. The Boys and Girls Club was very near to her heart and is near to a lot of people's hearts. Yeah. And so for people to take it, you know, a step further like that and really invest their dollars into the kids, whether that's while they're participating at the club or through scholarship funds or as board members or as teachers, I think that we have so many people in Bartlesville that are pouring into our youth, which I think is what makes the community so special.
Sure. Giving opportunities still available, whether it's your time or your treasures.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, our club memberships are just $25 for the whole year. And so that is something that our board has been very, very intentional about. Our club dues only make up 2% of our budget. So we have to come up with the rest of the funds somewhere else, because it costs a lot more than $25 to have the meaningful activities and the transportation and the food and all the things that go into making a club member's experience the best it can be. And so we really rely on private donations, corporate donations, grants and things like that. And so if the Boys and Girls Club is something that you're interested in, I would encourage you, like you mentioned, come out and take a tour and see really what happens, because we can talk about it and you can hear from Kismet, but until you really see it, you don't fully understand the impact. And how those kids really do when they walk in the doors from after school. It's just like this weight off their shoulders, and they get to be themselves and be with their friends and have fun while they're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, the structure is there. Still, somebody's going to say, okay, hold down the noise a little bit, but it's not the same, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that that's one of our key things, is keeping it fun, because if the kids aren't having fun, they're not going to come. And so our staff has to be really intentional about how they make programming fun and how they still get the message across, you know, to make good choices and avoid some of those temptations that can lead you down a bad path, but still keeping it on a level that littler kids can understand and that it sticks with them. So when they're faced with those tough decisions, they're like, I remember what Ms. Kismet taught me in Smart Moves about how to stand up for myself and how to make the right choices and not give in to peer pressure. Wow. So they're learning those life lessons, but they're having fun while they do it.
Kismet, sounds like you're getting the job done. And again, best of luck on Youth of the Year. But regardless of if you never go on from that, thank you so much for being who you are.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it. That's our Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1. We'll join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Fires in northwestern Oklahoma and southwestern Kansas are 42% contained, but a